Hey, it's Laura. Here's my new podcast, and this is kind of a fun subject that I wanted to talk about. Now, according to U.S. Census data, there's about 86.4 million pet cats in the U.S. So 33% of all households in this country own at least one cat. Now, on average, cat owners have two cats. There are 78.2 million pet dogs in the U.S. 39% of households own at least one dog. And on average, dog owners have one dog. So dogs are found in more American households than cats, but cat owners tend to own a larger number of cats on average. So the overall population is larger for the cats than it is for the dogs. So my topic today is obviously about cats and dogs and the longstanding argument, which is the better pet? And I just want to tell you up front, this is just a fun subject. I love all animals. I love dogs. I love cats. But I'm going to have kind of a playful argument with my guest today, Kelly, who is definitely a dog owner. And she's going to be counterpointing the conversation here. And good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
The first thing I want to do is I'm going to give you 30 seconds to mention everything that makes dogs better than cats. So are you ready?
Yes.
All right. One, two, three, go.
My dogs are my kids and they always want to be with me for snuggles and kisses. I can take them almost anywhere I go. With the fenced-in yard, they can enjoy outside activities whenever they wish. Dogs are also very personable, loyal, and great protectors. They come in many shapes and sizes. You never feel alone when you have a dog or 10 of the dogs like I have. And firemen don't have to rescue the dogs out of the trees.
And I'm going to stop you because that was over 30 seconds. But I see that last one was a little bit of a hit on a cat there, wasn't it,
Kelly? Kind of.
Okay, so you made your point. All right, I am now going to counterpoint with 30 seconds of cats and why they're better than dogs. You ready? Independent. They are lower maintenance. They typically live longer. They're better at communicating. They're cheaper, less demanding. They have a longer lifespan. They're better at apartment living. They sleep about 16 hours a day, which is where I'd like to be. They're easily trained for a litter box, and they require less food. And that's in 24 seconds. All right, that is our argument here, and we both have good arguments for either side. So there's no doubt, dogs are good at a lot of things. They can warn you if there's a stranger on your property. They can retrieve a ball. They can sniff some random things. But cats excel in a lot of different areas. So, Kelly, equipment. What do your dogs need when you go and buy things for them? What do they need equipment-wise? So, like a cat is a food and a water bowl, a litter box, a few toys, a brush, maybe a scratching post. What do you buy for your dogs?
Well, the food and the treats. They do get toys. They're in the fenced-in yard, so they don't usually have collars on.
Okay. You'd have to buy a leash and a collar, right? I mean, if you took them for a walk.
Yes.
Okay. So chews and treats. And so that's pretty much equal, basically, with equipment. Okay. Now, here, let's get to something interesting. Grooming. Ha-ha. I've got you here, Kelly.
Yes. I have like 3 to 4 dogs that we groom.
Okay.
They get groomed.
Yes.
The other ones are low maintenance that we can just wash them at home.
But you still have to wash them.
Yes.
Okay. So how often do you do this, grooming and bathing?
Not as much as you would think.
Okay.
Because a lot
depends
of our,
on the breed,
yeah,
right?
A lot of our pets are Frenchies and short hair.
Well, I can beat that because I don't bathe my cats at all. Unless they'd get into something stinky, which they don't often do because they're housebound cats. Uh-huh. Now, I do brush one of my cats, Mr. Butterbean, because he has long hair and it would tend to get tangled. So I think I've got you on that argument.
Probably.
Yes. All right. How about health? Now, the average life expectancy of a cat is about 12 to 14 years, but they can actually live into their 20s, maybe even their 30s.
Yeah.
What about dogs?
Probably around 12 years.
Okay. Bigger, and that probably varies depending on the breed, right?
Correct. Yeah, bigger dogs might not live as long as the little ones.
Okay. What about medical costs? I bet they're more expensive.
I don't know, because I never had a cat at a vet before. But, yeah, they're, you know, I think any vet this day and age, you know, it's pricey, whatever you do with your animal.
Yes. Well, they're saying medical costs for cats are around $160 per year. I would have to disagree with that, because when I take my cats to the vet, it's generally like $200 at a clip. How much would you say you pay per visit for a dog if it has an issue?
Well, it's probably $150.
Per visit?
Yeah, possibly with if they give you medicine and stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Also, you need dental cleanings and vaccines, more so for dogs than cats, right?
Yeah.
I don't brush my cat's teeth.
We don't either.
Okay.
I haven't really had a major problem with the teeth that they had to have anything done with them.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Sounds like you have a good crew.
I do.
Now, you said you have 10 dogs, right?
Yes.
Okay, so 10 dogs versus 11 cats. We're pretty much even out there with our animals. Mm-hmm. Okay, house training. I might have you here, too, because cats already know how to go to the bathroom and use a litter box, or it takes some easy training. And of course, you clean that litter box once a day. Talk about some house training for dogs. What are we looking at?
Well, I mean, like I said, we do have the dog doors and we have the fenced in yard.
Okay.
So it's not too bad with the training when we have a pup. We haven't, you know, ours are all a little bit older now, but it wasn't too bad. Just in and out the door and then go down into the, you know, the fenced in area. And they follow the other dogs too when you bring a younger dog in. So they kind of learn off of them.
How about housebreaking your dogs? How long did that take?
It just depends on the dog, but maybe a month.
And a cat? Zero.
Yes.
Okay. So they're saying training usually takes around 2 months. Like if you're going to specifically train a dog, maybe to heel, to walk correctly with you when you take them on a leash.
Oh, yeah.
That
yeah.
kind of thing. And of course, you can't really take a cat on a leash. I know because I tried. And the cat got, like, pulled the leash out of my hand and went flying and was climbing in through the hedges. And got stuck.
Oh, geez.
And wove the leash through the hedge until he was like hanging suspended like he was from a parachute. My neighbors are probably watching me going, oh my God, what is she over there doing? I'm running through the yard chasing a cat on a leash. Okay, now protection. I think you've got me here. Dogs and protection. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, I mean, we do have a big German Shepherd, and I'm sure if someone wanted to come into the house, you know, that shouldn't be there, he'd probably be a little bit afraid.
Okay, so they do a good job at protecting you, and dogs generally protect their owners. Cats really don't care.
Yeah.
They see somebody walk in and they go, hey, take the television while you're at it, right? So as long as you don't, like, mess with them, take their food away, you could probably walk in somebody's house with cat treats and maybe win the cat over. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. Working. I work 10 hours a day. I don't know about you.
I work from home.
Okay.
We have a business.
When I leave my house, I feel more comfortable, I think, leaving cats alone in the house for 10 hours a day, knowing that they really don't need that much attention. But I know people who travel a lot or work long hours, it's harder for them to be dog owners. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Probably. I mean, with us, I'm there working and we have the dog doors. So if we're not there, they pretty much can do the same thing they always do.
Okay. So you've got a really ideal situation set up for those animals.
Mm-hmm.
So cats, you know, they kind of cope. In fact, some of them would rather you not be around all day long. All right. Now, according to the ASPCA, a typical cat costs about $670 per year. That includes food, litter, medical costs. They're saying that a small dog is about $580, a medium dog about $695, and a large dog about $875. Would you agree with that? With food, medical costs, that kind of stuff?
Probably is close.
Okay.
But maybe not that high, but just depends on what you have done.
Right.
You know, when you
go
to the vet, it's hard to say.
I mean, if you're just having something like a routine
visit. But a checkup's probably like $120, maybe. Yeah.
All right. Now, some things that I was thinking about in looking up, and you can argue with me about this. Feel free.
Okay.
Cats are more productive drinkers. I never thought about this, but it's because of their tongue. So they're saying a cat's tongue is more like a whip. A dog's tongue is like a child jumping into a pool. It's messy. Dogs are messy when they drink
yeah,
water.
Yeah, sometimes they are. It depends on the dog. Not all of them are messy, but they
larger
are
dogs probably
larger,
messier.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Because cats are very genteel when they're drinking their water.
Yeah.
Yes.
I probably would agree with that for most of the part.
Okay. Cats have better balance.
Well, I don't know. I have some dogs that'll stand up on their back legs when they want a treat or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, cats have light, long bones. They have a flexible vertebrae and a flexible tail, so they can adjust quickly to changes in balance. So cats always land on their feet. You've heard them say that.
Uh-huh.
Dogs definitely don't.
Not always, no.
No, sometimes they land on their little butt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, how about cats have a larger vocabulary? And you're looking at me going, do cats talk? Well, they have a wider variety of sounds that they use to communicate than an average dog. So they use their noises that they make, whether it's a meow or a trill or whatever it is, and they pair it with their physical actions, and it enhances and better expresses how they're feeling. That's the premise. Would you agree with that?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe.
Your dogs, how do they express express themselves?
They bark, mm-hmm. and they'll whine.
Okay.
And they'll express themselves by wagging their tails.
Right. Okay.
And just
their have some physical things that go along with the sounds as
well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know when your dogs are happy? How do they show you they're happy?
Oh, well, they want to come up and lick you and give you kisses. And just if they come up, want to sit on your lap, they're happy.
Because they want to be
cuddle.
Near you.
Yes. Yes.
And that's pretty much the same, dogs and cats. I mean, a cat that loves you is going to want to be near you, just like a dog that loves you wants to be near you.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of animal, I think,
right.
feels
yeah.
that way. Here's another one. Cats are better sleepers.
Well, my dogs, they do sleep really well.
How long do they sleep? How long does a dog typically sleep during the day?
They take naps, just mm-hmm. like people.
Okay. I wish I could take a nap, but I...
But they do sleep through the night.
But not during the day most of the time?
They do have nap sessions.
Yes, but they're quick.
It just depends on what's going on around the house.
Okay.
Whether they're napping or not.
Well, a cat sleeps about 16 hours a day.
Oh.
Yes, that's a lot. And usually they don't like anything to disturb that sleep. Now, they can mm-hmm. have a deep sleep or they can actually take a literal cat nap. That means that they kind of sleep with one eye open. And if something happens around them, they can snap to attention like immediately. They're ready.
Yeah.
They're all keyed up. But I do have one cat that's really out. When he sleeps, he's really out. And you can like play with his paws and poke him in the belly and he doesn't move.
Oh, yeah.
So just depends. Okay, how about this one? Cats hear better.
I mean, our dogs hear
everything.
Everything, yeah.
Do you ever use that high-pitched, like a dog whistle?
I have one. I don't usually use it, though.
They don't like it.
I mean, I just didn't have I don't have a reason to use it on them. But they do hear very well.
They're saying, now this is not necessarily me saying this, but this is information that I looked up. They said cats have dogs beat when it comes to hearing high-pitched frequencies. So the average cat can hear sounds up to 60 kilohertz, your average dog up to 40 kilohertz. I'm not sure. I mean, they're both hunters in the wild, so I'm not sure why. They don't talk about a reason why a cat would have better hearing than a dog.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
So we're both learning stuff.
Yes.
About our animals. Okay. All right. Now, when you come home, I know you work from home, but when you're out, say shopping or whatever, and you come home, how do your dogs greet you?
Oh, they run up to me and they all want petted and licking my leg.
So you can definitely tell that they missed you.
Yes.
Sometimes I walk in and my cats are nowhere to be found. You know, they'll scoot in if they decide that I'm going to feed them. But I think a big difference between cats and dogs is dogs are very loyal to you, very loving,
yes,
very affectionate. Now, cats can be. I'm not saying they can't be, but I think it takes a little bit longer to gain their trust and their loyalty. And I almost feel like if my cat really, really loves me, I've done something right, because they don't always
yeah.
like people. They're very picky.
Mm-hmm.
And And yes. I think a dog will love you no matter what. A cat will be like, I don't know. What are you going to do for me today?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
So they were saying that the attachment between a cat and its owner is measured with alternative methods. So they did a study and they looked at cats that are left alone by their owners for 30 minutes or for 4 hours. And they said even after they've been left alone, cats are doing fine. Aside from getting up a bit after their owner left, there's no difference in the cats from 30 minutes to like 4 hours. They're not really affected by it.
Okay.
Now you brought Rooney with you today?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And how is he affected if you go away from him? Is he so attached to you that he has a problem with that?
Oh, no. Uh-uh.
No, he's good being left on his own.
Yes. Yeah, he's with some of the other dogs and he's fine.
Now, did you ever just own one dog at a time?
No.
Never?
I believe no.
Okay, what was the least amount of dogs you ever owned?
Three. Okay. Probably three.
Mm-hmm. And the most?
11.
11. Mm-hmm. Okay. And now you have 10.
I have 10. Yes.
Okay. And I had 13 cats at one point. I did lose a couple. And now I'm down to 11, if you can say down to, you know, so I just think it's very interesting. And, you know, people who love dogs are always going to say dogs are better than cats. People who love cats are going to say the opposite. I think there's good and bad points with each of them, things that you have to look for.
Yes.
But when you're choosing the right pet, I think that's the important thing, whether it's a dog or a cat, because different breeds have different temperaments. They said that varies less in dogs than it does for cats.
Oh.
So, like, take a Siamese cat. They can be really noisy. Long-haired cats are more laid back. Short-haired cats are affectionate and even-tempered, and it kind of goes with the breed. And then individual cats on top of that have different personalities. Now, when you choose a dog, you want to look at the size, right? So you have German Shepherds like the one you have.
Yes.
You have a Labrador. They need more space. They probably cost you more to feed and care for them, right?
Correct.
Others have more friendly temperaments. So you want to take into account maybe the length of the dog's fur. Because if they have long coats, you're going to have to...
More fur to clean up.
Groom them,
right? Yes.
And hair everywhere, right? We both know that.
Mm-hmm.
And pure breeds are popular, but they suffer from mood swings more often, and they have more health problems.
Sometimes they do, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. As well as, you said, larger dogs also have more health issues, right?
They don't live as long as like a smaller dog would.
Okay.
The bigger dogs.
And mixed breed dogs usually have fewer health problems, and they can be adopted more cheaply from shelters.
Yes.
So I know I had, when I was younger, a pure breed Dalmatian, and he got hip dysplasia, which I think they get quite often in pure breed dogs. Have you ever dealt with that with any of your breeds?
I've had different dogs. I've had dogs that have cancer.
Okay.
Medium size, large.
That doesn't have to do with the size? Or does it have to do with the breed?
I don't think so, with the cancer point of it.
Okay.
With the large dogs, they could have bad hips. Mm-hmm. Or they normally don't live as long as a little tiny dog.
Well, I think our bottom line here, even though we've kind of been like jabbing at each other, Kelly and I, is that we love animals, right?
Yes, definitely.
Any kind of animals.
Yep.
You have dogs, but you love all animals. I have cats, but I love all animals. And just kind of a fun thing to talk about the differences between the two. And we are not saying one is better than the other, although we were kind of playfully arguing about it today. So, Kelly, thank you so much for joining me today. This is fun.
You're welcome. I'm glad you invited me.
Yeah, and thanks for bringing Rooney, because I might trade him in for one of my cats. I'm not sure.
He's great.
Thanks to Kelly Latshaw from Latshaw Oil and her dog Rooney for coming in and helping me with this podcast today. And thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it.